Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi, and welcome to Charlotte Flows, another opportunity to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. And at this time of year, a perfect gift. Why not grab a cup of tea, take 30 minutes to stop, pause, reflect, and restart. Hope you enjoy the show.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hi, week two of the festive shows, and this week I have decided, in my ponderings of where I would go, to land on giving thanks. So I'm quite excited, and it's going to be a lovely opportunity for me to give thanks. But when I struck this idea, ironically then, the world ended up having a couple of chats that thought, oh, that's interesting, given my thought process. And it happened in my one workspace. But one chat was about the American holiday of Thanksgiving. And somebody had come into the office and she has an American husband, and so she was talking about how they're celebrating Thanksgiving. And I admitted I didn't really know much about what the holiday was and the history of it, and so I had a quick look. But during the conversation, she was talking about how she likened it to Matariki holiday, Māori New Year. Because it resonated with giving thanks and being grateful and coming together and sharing food, and she thought there were those pivots. So when I had a look at Thanksgiving, and you know, there's a lot of historical elements to it with harvest, but there was one comment that I saw, modern day version, is a lot around gratitude, peace, and celebrating blessings. So it totally resonated with what she had said about how it felt similar to Matariki for her, because that beautiful time of year has an opportunity for celebrating with family and friends, with food, and appreciating and giving thanks, looking back at the past, looking forward at the future. So sort of a blend of New Year's but Thanksgiving vibes, it felt like to me, which was interesting, and I thought, how beautiful. And then another conversation I had in another meeting, there was reference to reaching out to a certain group of people that had helped with a project and sending our thanks for their input. And there was the comment of writing a letter. Now, nowadays it's all email, but made me remember how growing up you would write cards and letters of thanks, and at Christmas time, it made me think of when we used to, as children, write a note for the teacher as a thank you. Nowadays it's about presents, I think, a little bit more, not necessarily about writing a letter of thanks and what that meant. But yeah, I grew up where I would write letters of thank yous, and at birthdays you'd write thank yous, and just made me think, as this group of people were talking about this and how these things can go a long way, how I'd forgotten the simple act of those things, of writing a little thank you note and acknowledging. And currently having had one super big project that I've been involved with come to fruition, we've been jotting down all of the people that were involved to acknowledge and give thanks. And this made me think very much of that opportunity to put pen to paper and express thank you. And even in that, sort of sitting and pondering how you thank people, I think nowadays such a lot going on, so many things all the time, people are involved in so many things, the thank yous seem to be brief, and I wonder if they're as impacting as they used to be when you used to sit and take time to write something, and I'm sure that they're felt in the same way, But yeah, it just made me think about how the act of giving thanks has changed a little. And do we focus enough on that art of giving thanks? And so that all got wrapped around the idea of having a show to give thanks and me taking some time to give my own personal thanks on the airwaves, which is a little different way to do it, but thought I'd give it a go, and dotted with Christmas music. So what a beautiful way to host our second festive show. So and an opportunity for you to, I suppose, ponder and think about what you're thankful for this year. And I know for some, as we mentioned last week, it's been a tough year for many people. But there's always something in there, usually, that you're appreciative for. And sometimes it can be the smallest of things, but it's the small things that matter. So, which we'll tap into a little later. But yeah, I thought I would spend some time giving some thanks. And when you sit down with a piece of paper, and again, another invitation, and think of the people that have had impact in your life during your year, it's quite beautiful to sit there and flow. And obviously then the fear of missing somebody comes through, but I think it would be better to attempt to get those thanks out than not, because of the fear of missing somebody. So here we go. So I'm literally just gonna pour through my list and see where we land. So, airwaves vibes and all of the things. My first huge thanks goes out to the RFM crew, who are absolute stars, the trio, Michael, Veronica and Marina. And obviously Marina gets an extra special thanks from me, because she is, or hasn't been so much for recently, but is my co-pilot and is the person I record with and the person that supports me and edits and, yeah, goes with the flow quite a lot. And I really appreciate Marina and all she does, and I actually really miss her because we haven't had the chance to record as much together recently. So my first shout out goes to that crew and the opportunity that they provide me for doing this every week, which I really love and is a little 30 minute pocket of time for me. Next up, I would like to make a thank you to my husband Clayton. The beginning of this year, he threw a hell of a curveball with the sending a link to a house, but it really turned out for the best for us and our move out to Longbush to our beautiful home has been just, yeah, very a gift that's kept on giving as we are still progressing through our first year, and so living at different seasons and experiencing different things that this new environment brings. But yeah, it was a curveball that paid off and I wouldn't have taken. So I appreciate that one hugely, and it has definitely been a gift for us as a family. Wanted to say a huge thank you to my parents for making the trip out to New Zealand. Not something to be taken for granted. It costs a lot of money, and they're getting older, and it's a long, long way. But it was magical to have them here, especially given we had literally just moved, and so to have them in the space and helping us settle in and explore and enjoy. So that was really very magical, and any time together is something that I no longer take for granted and, yeah, really enjoy. And so, yeah, very fizzy and excited, as I said last week. My festive shows are half and half, half in New Zealand and half in the UK. So I'm very excited about the upcoming trip and connecting with my family. My next thank you is out to the 50 Before 50 crew I put on my list. And that is the team of people that provided me my gorgeous gift on my birthday back in February of my 50 Before 50 list, my 3-year lead-in. And I'm ticking them off. Ticked a few off this year, ticked one off a couple of weekends ago, and I'm really enjoying it. And I, you know, I also love just every now and again sitting and looking what's there and planning forward. So there's the coolness in that for me is as much of the joy as ticking them off. But yeah, thank you for everybody for jumping to the idea of joining in the challenge of putting those things together. And I look forward to the ones next year that I do with you, if there's any of those that get ticked off. So yeah, that was, well, it was Clayton and my son Finn. It was Chelsea and Bella. It was Marina. And it was Rebecca, Michelle, Nikki and Rachel that contributed to my 54-50 list. So thanks to you all. Next up, the big project, the pump track. So I just want to send a huge thank you out to the Youth Trust team, who are Terry, Sue and Pat, who I have worked alongside for the last 4 years on this project, and it has been a pleasure and it's been lovely to do this with you guys. And wow, what a project. But we have just opened up the track and yeah, it's been magical to see the kids riding on it. Huge thanks as well to the Trail Pro team that came, designed and built the track. And they have just been great to deal with, great to work alongside because of the uniqueness of the community-led project that we had. So that was awesome. And thank you to the community that sort of totally backed it and supported it and got involved with the fundraising. And there were some, yeah, incredibly generous people. And it's just beautiful to see something like that touch people and then want to help. So, yeah, it's been a big one. There's been a lot of learnings. But thank you, especially to Terry, Sue and Pat for being those people to be involved in this with for such a long time. It's been cool. In the space of all things community projects, I would like to send a big thank you out to Marty O'Connor. Marty is my friend's husband, and he is a bit of a go-to for things I need to get done. And he sometimes has space that enables him to be a go-to to paint walls, pick up things, barbecues. He is awesome at just being a person I randomly reach out to and say, hey, have you got any time or can any chance you can? So huge thanks, Marty. I really appreciate you dropping things and stepping in to help my random ideas. Very much appreciated. Probably not enough beer flowing your way to show my appreciation, but at some stage I will rectify that. So yeah, huge thanks. When I think of things creative, paint came into the space just, my thoughts instantly go to the beautiful Beck from Ventana, and want to send thanks out to Beck, not necessarily in her creative capacity as such, but as a beautiful friend that is there that offers such great advice and wisdom and support at the, just the right moments. She was the instigator into a very special event for me last year, and I hope at some stage in the future I'll be able to do the same for her. But I do really appreciate her wisdom at times, and there can be times when I just go and touch base and we sit down and she will talk things through with me and gives me new perspective and new wisdoms. And yeah, I really do appreciate you, my friend. So thank you. They're incredibly supportive in any projects and has always been a lovely person to go to for different creative things. So, but yeah, you're a super sparkly, special human, and I really appreciate you. That feels like we're kind of halfway there, so things are tracking along nicely, so it might be time for a bit of a festive tune. So it's a beautiful song today, a little bit non-traditional again, but I think that'll be good vibe for today, so enjoy.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here. It stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, and then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. He tried hard to help me. No, he put me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Well, I'm so hard to handle. I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I've gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river that I could skate away. Up reindeer singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away
on. Okay, so I hope you loved that one. Just something beautiful about it, and it felt the right one for today's soft and gentle and thankful vibes. So my next thank you on my list is Kate Patterson. Kate was the beautiful human that sold our house, and so when the curveball was thrown, we had to have action pretty quickly, and Kate worked so hard to make that happen, and we look back now and are incredibly grateful of how lucky we were to sell our house quickly as we needed to achieve buying this property. And Kate worked really hard for us, and I think I spoke about this before, but you felt like she was, like you were the only person she was dealing with, yet she would leave us and go off and do the same again for somebody else. And I have no doubt that she makes everybody feel like that. It's a passion and a skill that she has in the space. So huge thank you, Kate, because, yeah, you helped us achieve a whole new dream that at the time I didn't even know existed, but really appreciated what you did for us. Next is my beautiful friend Ali, who I had the pleasure of borrowing the camper van from and has been on the show a couple of times this year. But I just wanted to reach out and say thank you to her, because I, especially on the recent trip and what instigated the recent chat about finance and getting older and how you view that time of life and her wisdoms and thoughts in that space, I really value and make me think differently and make me sort of think about things, which has put me into action in some spaces. I've done some of the things we've talked about, and always love talking to people that come from a different angle, because you learn so much in those spaces. So huge thanks to you, Ali. Next up, a really recent connection who I also have had the pleasure of being on the show, but just recently, with Jane and Rod, the couple that are driving the Aroma Hunger Foundation and the project on the river. And I mean, if you listen to the show, it was just beautiful, and the experience we had in the walking festival was just magical. And I'm really grateful that I've connected with these beautiful humans. They remind me very much of people I was very connected with in Auckland to do with the community garden, Annalise and Stephen. They set up the community garden, and there's something about them that reminds me they're the same sort of people, the same gentle, soft, earth protectors. I don't know how to put it, but just there's something about them that, you know, you're in the presence of just amazingness, and what they can bring is so different to what you get tied up with sometimes in the everyday. So the pace slows, the appreciation for stillness and silence and all of those things, and being connected to nature and the earth and the river. Huge appreciation for that pocket of time. And my next thank you, actually jotted down, was in relation to Jane being and Ali being on the show recently, was a huge thank you to all the people that I reach out to and say yes. When I usually sort of not very planned and sort of just suddenly go, oh, let's try and have an interview this week and reach out to somebody quite impromptu, hey, Marina. I'm always really grateful when they say yes. And, you know, I do my little, would you like to come on the show? It's just like having a chat in a cafe. The only difference is there's a recorder there. Sometimes it's just me. Sometimes it's with Marina. But everybody that says yes, I really appreciate them doing that, because I know for so many people, the conversation that happens before and after we hit record is the sort of nervousness, and then the comment of that goes really quick. And so, yeah, I've had so many beautiful conversations this year, definitely amping up, and would like to continue sort of having more conversations, because I really enjoy what that brings. But I just wanted to say a huge show. I went through, and I hope I haven't missed anybody. But I'll try, and I think I'll go, if I go this way, it'll be in the order of the year. So Lucinda, Caitlin, Tiata, Dudley, Cheryl, Marina, Latasha, Kylie, Danny, Simone, Ali, Trudy, Sarah and Jane. Thank you to everybody for coming on the show, sharing some wisdoms and experiences with me, and having beautiful conversation. Just really enjoyed it. Next thank you goes out to my two besties, Bella and Chelsea. You girls are awesome, and I value your friendship so much. Bella this year had the magical opportunity of spending quite a bit of time with you, so that's been very cool, because it can be a bit sporadic, but celebrating your birthday and then you coming here, it felt really special to have that time, and I flitted up to a concert and had the chance to stay again. So yeah, it's been magical to spend so much time with you this year, friend. Chelsea, we missed out on our trio trip, but my number one fan is as always, just that, gets in touch every week, gives me her feedback back. And I don't think I ever send my appreciation so much, as much as I need to, for that, because it really keeps me going sometimes. But both of you, yeah, very special people in my life. Need to see more of you. So that's a New Year's resolution, but thank you to you both. Very special. Love you both. Next up, a big thank you to Alan, who has been the person I've worked alongside for a few years now in one of my roles, the Marlborough Business Association, a role I'm just finishing up with. And Alan, the chair, I really value all of the learnings I have got from you, and the wisdom that you bring, and the encouragement that you give me, and constant loans of different bits of gadgets. But definitely won't, my leaving the role won't mean that I don't catch up with you, because I still need the wisdom and the touch point of our great conversations. So, but thank you. I do appreciate them. I have learned so much from you, and I am incredibly grateful to have you in my circle of love. So thank you. And thank you needs to go out to community, and this probably is targeted down in the Martinborough community, for backing all the randomness that I throw out to community. Some of them are hits, some of them are misses, but with the Pump Track project, there's been a lot of stuff in the last few years, and this year a lot of stuff. And then another one that involves bigger circle of community actually across the region, with Glamour and Gumboots. So yeah, all of the people that get involved with the crazy stuff that I throw out to the world, be it colour runs, Glamour and Gumboot competitions, yeah, whatever it is, thank you to everybody that gets involved, joins in, has the fun that's always intended in driving something to bring impact. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you people taking time out. I think sometimes at the time I can struggle with, like, come on people, but when you look back, you realize, you know, people are busy, there's a lot going on, there's a lot of reasons why you can't always do these things. And as somebody once commented to me, and I have said so many times to other people who have also reminded me of it, you should always be grateful for the people that are there and not worry too much about the people that aren't. And so to all the people that do turn up, do the crazies, get involved, thank you. It means such a lot to me, but it usually makes much more of an impact to the thing that we're doing the good for. So be it the kids that have got a great new pump track, or the food banks that got funds through the winter, whatever it is, a huge thank you. It makes so much difference, and it means the world to me. So yeah, those were all my thank yous. And definitely, as you can probably tell, it's meant a lot to be able to say those thank yous. I'm going to finish the show with a wee poem. Because I wanted to find a poem, and I was trying to find a poem but I couldn't, and then I flicked through one of my own books and just landed on here, and I thought, this is the one. So I suppose before I say this, my final thank you has to go out to everybody that listens to the show, be it on the show's two slots on a Monday afternoon or a Thursday evening, or if you tune in and get the podcast version of Access Media. Thank you for listening. I know there is more people than my number one fan, and so huge thanks to all of you, because I really appreciate it. And yeah, I hope you continue to enjoy in 2025. So for now, I will finish with this poem. Thanks as always to RFM for hosting the show, and I look forward to talking more Christmas vibes next week. You will realise it one day. If you blink, you may even miss it. But you will come to understand that joy of life does not exist in the things we think it does. It does not matter how many possessions we own or how impressive we seem on paper. It does not matter at all the hours we devote to becoming better than someone else or all the ways we try to seem more important than another. Because in the end, we all leave the world for some place neither you nor I really know, but we leave. And in our wake, it is often not the things we amassed we wish to be remembered for. Instead, it's how often we were held out our hands for someone else. It's how many times we thought of putting someone else's needs above our own. It's how many moments we spent giving instead of taking. The joy of life exists in all the ways we support each other.